All right. So, from an old timer to a new timer, first time at Your Story is Mr. Stephen Kropa.
One more time for Stephen Kropa, everybody. Yay! Hello, everybody. Yeah, kind of similar. That was good. Lead-in sentence or whatever. Because I moved here to Chicago 2 years this coming September. And I drove here for 4 days by myself from the great mystic land of Arizona. Yes, I only lived there for a year. So yeah, I packed my things up into a 13 by 13 whatever U-Haul. Everything I owned fit in one quarter. And I drove. I drove for 4 days by myself. And if that doesn't sound like a Duplass Brothers movie, I don't know what is. And that's what I was expecting. You know, You know, you go through life when you're younger, you expect to be bitten by a radioactive spider or the power ring to be dropped in your hands or something to happen. I'm still waiting for my Hogwarts letter. But that doesn't happen. But then you go on older and you see, oh, there's movies about 20-somethings and they're having these magical weekends where they meet the girl or they have a rambunctious friend who switch lives or something happens. So I geared up all my, you know, indie rock, hoping the soundtrack would spur something. And I drove for 4 days, and this was gonna be my, like, I never felt my time had come. I never felt like my Bildungsroman was coming along, you know? I was leaving my Tatooine. I was, you know, the TARDIS had landed. And so the first day I expected to pick up a hitchhiker, and he was going to teach me how to, like, unbutton my shirt more, and I was going to teach him, you know, to come on, forgive your father and go back to school. Day one came in by, and I just went to a Roy Rogers and sat and watched TV in a hotel. But day two was going to be better. Day two was going to be better. I would drive along and see a cute girl driving next to me, and we would make eye contact, and we'd do funny road bits and stuff like that. And it's not inspired by Vacation. No, it's inspired by that one episode of Pete and Pete. Yeah! Yes. I always wanted that to happen. So I would just, oh, so I was like, you're going to this road stop? No? Okay, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So that didn't happen. Day two went by. Day three, I was like, I'm going to go. There's going to be a wedding in this hotel. I packed a suit. I'm going to go crash it, and everyone's going to tell stories about me. That didn't happen either. I just sat and watched New Girl, and I didn't think it was going to last. That was the premiere episode. And day four came, and I didn't experience what I wanted. This whole time, I had been driving by myself. I didn't really call anybody. I was making up my own podcast in the car. I figured if I was going to get an internship at Zany's, I could pick up the comics from the airport and drive them to their hotel. We'd do an interview in the car. It'd be called Comedy Drive-By. Our fans would be called carpoolers. It'd be great. This is what I did. So the day four, when I got to the hotel and I'm leaving, and I was like, yeah, this is the last leg. This wasn't the journey that I wanted. This wasn't the thing that was going to change me, which I was expecting. So I see the exit for Lakeshore Drive, and I go, and I see the skyline. Now, I had never been to Chicago before, and I knew no one when moving here. And I'm driving, and I see the skyline of the place where I'm going to make my life now, my first time making my life. And I just start screaming. Not like a scared scream or like a, just something I'd never experienced, which is this guttural, like Tarzan must have screamed like this. I don't know. It's just, I start screaming and banging on the wheel. Just like, I had done something, and I'd gotten my credit sequence. Like, if that was a Duplass Brothers movie, that would be the end of the movie. A wide camera scream as my car drives off in the distance, and fleet boxes would play, and it would be amazing. But that wasn't it, because I still had to drive to my new apartment and unpack. And I got my credit sequence, but that was just the opening credits. So, this is our opening credits, guys. You know, when you read autobiographies of people who do this type of stuff, they usually only give you like two sentences for, oh, they studied in Chicago, and then they went on to do these amazing things. But there's so much to do between those two lines that it can be scary if you don't have anybody to fall back on. But you just gotta trust in yourself that those two lines are gonna mean a lot.
I'm a big fan of travel myself. That struck a chord with me. So let me ask, why did you move here if you didn't know anybody, you'd never been here before? What prompted your move?
I got my master's degree in higher and post-secondary education, but whilst doing that, I was studying improv, and my improv instructor said, he didn't sound like the coach from Rocky, but he's like, you got the stuff, kid, you go. So I did, my lease was up. That was essentially the thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here because of comedy, that's pretty great. Yeah. Here for Chicago comedy. Yeah. Let's try that. All right.